All right, Dave Jennings, welcome to the Guitar Radio Show. How are you this evening?
We're doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me here on the show.
Well, it's great to have you here. Great to have you here. We've been talking about you for a while, and we're finally upping the ante, and we're bringing you in to talk about what you're doing with the guitar and talk about your past and your influences and everything else like that. For those of you who don't know, we've been talking about Dave for a while. He's, I guess, a self-proclaimed bedroom guitarist, right? Would that be a good way of describing it?
That's the way it is. I got my own recording studio. It's paid for, and I just need soundproofing.
Well, some of the sounds you're getting out of there are pretty darn good, so I'm impressed. So give us a little background history on you. When did you first pick up the instrument?
Well, my first guitar actually came from Kmart when I was about 13 years old. It was called a Kent, and I think we got it for like $30. The only guitar that was left-handed that I could find, and it was actually a Christmas present, which was wrapped up, put in the attic, but I knew it was there. And when my mom and dad would take off somewhere, I would go up in the attic and unwrap it secretly and play it for about 10 minutes and then wrap it back up. So I guess it all started there. And then I went on, played for a while. And then when I got older, I was always the daredevil of the family, and I wanted to go skydiving. So I did that, actually put the guitar down and skydived for 11 years. Became the skydiving video guy and all that. And then once you play music and then you stop, you miss it forever. So we started back probably about 3 or 4 years back. And that's all I do now.
Well, that's cool. And who would you say, growing up, were your influences, your guitar influences?
Well, I got to start out with Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. I bought the Jimi Hendrix Experience back when I was probably 15 years old or something like that. And then I started listening to that, and I said, it's amazing how all that can come off of that piece of wood there, you know, with all its strings and everything. And from then on out, you know, I was really excited about all the things you could do, and it just seems like there's unlimited possibilities in it.
Yes,
also, guys like when Eddie Van Halen, first time I heard him, I just could not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. And my brother was a big influence. He started about the same time that I did. And he is killer on guitar. I mean, he's played with bands. Actually, was with a group here recently, Chordfly, that opened up for Saving Abel up in North Carolina. And little brother gets out of that, and he's a computer programmer now, but I make sure he still plays, because when I get strains, I buy extra ones so he can put them on his guitar.
Going further into it, and who was the one you think that most influenced your style?
Influenced my style? I am the instrumentalist. I do all my stuff, and I'll do some drum tracks and bass and all that. But I really was very fond of Joe Satriani.
Mm-hmm.
And though I'm not even close to that guy, I mean, his music, I can listen to it all day long and just never get tired of hearing it.
Yeah,
and that's when I really decided, you know, I want to learn to play this thing better and better and better. That's my problem. I'm a perfectionist, and I just get so crazy when it doesn't go right. And I know that's not a good thing. Sometimes it's like step away from the computer. You know, you got to step away from guitar and just get your thoughts all drawn out and what you want to do, and then go back and do it.
Absolutely. Well, going back to Satriani and all, he still is, obviously. He has such a great grasp of melody and song structure and the whole idea of the verse, the chorus, the verse, the chorus, the bridge. And his guitar solos are from that same school that Ace Frehley used to talk about all the time, that the guitar solo is a song within the song, you know, and it has to have a really good beginning, a good middle, and a good crescendo, a good ending. So, yeah, I
believe the guitar is a never ending process of learning. There's always something more you can do. You can come up with this, and there's something new that you learn every day on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's, to me, I look at the fretboard, and to me, it's like a black hole. You know, endless possibilities. You know, and you know, I'm waiting to see. You know, I mean, you know, since, you know, and I've talked about this in past episodes. You know, Les Paul came along and he broke it open. He smashed through the glass ceiling, and you know, and then along came Jimi Hendrix, and that next level happened, and then Eddie Van Halen happened, and then that next level happened. I'm so curious to know who is going to be that next innovator, who and what is it going to sound like. That's the thing I'm most excited about, you know. And they seem to come every 20, 25 years or so, maybe 30 years or so. So we should be getting ready for somebody, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of unknown people out there, you know. It's just, it's amazing the things you can do with guitars. And, yeah. And they're coming out with these little gadgets here and there and this different tones every day, it seems like that. I see a new foot switch or something, and I really love my foot switches. And matter of fact, I just ordered a new one that should be here in the next few days, and I'm probably going to have it wore out in a week. But, yeah, the guitar, man, it's probably my favorite thing right now. I play it every day, and I made sure when I bought an amp that I got one that had a headset plug in it where I could play at night and not have the blue lights coming on outside in front of my house.
Well, yeah, it really is the most popular instrument in the world. I mean, you know, look in Poland, have you ever seen the festival that they have where everybody plays Purple Haze, or everybody plays?
Oh, yeah. I caught that one time. That was awesome.
It's great. I mean, you know, and there aren't a whole lot of other instruments that happens where it brings so many people together. Both players and listeners. So, yeah,
yes.
For sure.
I even did a version once of an imitation of Jimi Hendrix. I played the Star Spangled Banner. And to be so easy to play, it was so hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I wouldn't even attempt that. You got a big set to go ahead and do that. So let's talk about your gear a little bit. What do you got going on there? Because I know about it, and I want the folks to hear about it, because I think it's very unique, because the sound that you get out of your guitar and the playing that you do, most people won't expect that it's this particular guitar. So go ahead, tell us about that.
Okay, I went and bought me the Epiphone Les Paul 100 left-handed version. It's the vintage Cherry Sunburst and... on the pickups. I don't even actually know what kind they are, so I'm limited to when it comes to the electrical part and all that, mm-hmm. But I wanted the way a left-handed person is, I mean, when you go in the store, you can find a Gibson Les Paul in a right-handed version for roughly around $2,500 to $2,800. If it's a left-handed version, they're going to charge you $1,000 more because they have to set the machine up different to cut the body.
Right, which is a bunch
of... Actually,
balloon.
Called Gibson and asked them about that, and that's the answer they gave me.
That's the answer they gave you, yeah.
Yes. That is... I just love my Les Paul. I mean, it is, you know, which Gibson bought out Epiphone, or Epiphone bought out Gibson. Which way was that going?
It was Gibson bought Epiphone back in the...
And this thing, this guitar, the Epiphone Les Paul 100, I played the left-handed Gibson Les Paul, and I've got this one. And they're pretty much identical in the way they feel. Mine is not as heavy as a Gibson, and it's a two-piece body. It's not a one-piece guitar.
Right.
But it plays, it's just as smooth and just as good as any Les Paul I've ever played.
And
on Gibson.
And how much did you pay for it?
I got a good deal on that. I actually bought it from a musician's friend, and they had it on special. It was originally around $400-something, about $425, $428, somewhere along that line.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my very first purchase from them. And I had codes. You can go on that site, and they'll give you codes where you can get discounts.
Right.
I punched the code in there and it didn't come up right. And I called him and asked him, was something wrong? The guy said, well, it's not actually on that guitar. The deal isn't for that guitar. And he asked me after that, he said, is this your very first purchase from us? I said, yeah. And he said, well, cool. He said, I'm going to give you the discount on it anyway. So I wound up, I bought this guitar for a total price of $250. That includes shipping.
Right.
So along with that, I ordered the hard shell case and also my amp, which is made by Rocktron.
Uh-huh.
One of their newest, is from the Velocity series, a B50D.
Right.
And a great sounding amp. I mean, I can't ask for no more for something you can pick up and carry and it doesn't break your back by yourself. And it's 50 watts, which also has external speakers where you can hook up a 4 12-inch speaker cabinet if you like.
And the reason I wanted you to point all that out is because of the sound. You know, Earl and Lefty were the ones that actually turned me on to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what's he, you know, and then I saw the picture of you on your Facebook and I was like, look what he's playing there. Oh, no, it was on the Reverb Nation page. That's what it was. And I said, look what he's playing there. Is he using that guitar on these tracks? That's the thing that was blowing my mind. You know, and it's like there's this other cat from, you know, because we always talk about, you know, expensive guitars here. We're always talking about guitars, and we're always talking about how much this one costs and that one costs, and it's really kind of refreshing when you think back to, you know, how it used to be, back in the day when you could get a Fender Telecaster or a Gibson for $350. That was a long time ago.
Those days are long gone.
Long gone. And, you know, and there's this cat from Nashville who I've played on the show, I think in the last episode, and or two episodes ago. And his name is Mike Henderson. And he uses a Squire, a Telecaster. It's you know, made in Indonesia. And it sounds amazing. And he's a great slide player. He's a great blues and with a country twang kind of sound because of that Tele sound. And he's just amazing. And I love the sounds that you guys are getting out of these inexpensive, affordable guitars for other people. Because I think what it says to me, and I hope says out to everybody else, is that you don't always have to spend a whole hell of a lot of money to make music and to make a good sound.
That's true. It's, you can find cheap equipment that sounds, you really couldn't tell it apart from some of the high dollar stuff. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and another thing that is important to know, to realize too, is, you know, I was talking to another friend of mine the other day and he was asking me about, he wants to buy another guitar and he was like, what do you think I should get? I said, here's the deal. You can go ahead and, you know, how much should I spend and all that? I said, look, here's the deal. You can go and line up 8 or 9 Strats, Fender American-made Strats. You know, they're all over $1,000 each. And you can sit there and you can play each one, and each one is going to feel different and sound different. And one of them is going to be the right one, maybe. You know, because there's that mojo. And I think you lucked out, and you got one with the mojo.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, it's like my crutch. I wouldn't know how to act if I didn't have it anymore. It would really put me down in the dumps. But I love this guitar, and she plays well. I mean, she's got the maple neck and the rosewood fretboard and all, and it just plays so nice, and it's so easy to fret, and that's my main concern. I don't like those guitars where I have to put like 5 pounds of pressure on the strings to make them sound right. Mm-hmm. These here, I barely fret, and I get those tones. Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed with them.
Yeah, I'm amazed by the sound that you get. So let's talk about that sound. You are going out of that Rocktron amp and into recording. You miking that amp, or are you going direct into your recording? Mm-hmm.
Computer. It's got a headphone jack on my amp, and I run it straight into the mic part on my computer.
Okay.
And I run through, I got a lot of little stomp boxes I love to play with. Uh-huh. I use those.
Uh-huh. So, like for example, like on Speed of Light, that track, I love the guitar sound. I'm crazy about your, since you're a lefty, and we'll throw everybody off, your left hand technique on there. You know, you just keep that going. You keep that rolling and rolling. It's like a steamroller. Give me the setup on Speed of Light. How did you? What was the recording? And what effects did you use on that?
I'm a big visual sound pedal nut. I use the Jekyll and Hyde on the, as far as the stomp boxes go, and a little bit of chorus on the amp, and a little bit of delay. This amp comes with a built-in chorus and delay with it, and it's just super. I mean, you can't ask for no better sound. I mean, at the price, the amp, and let me give you an insert on that. The amp, 50 watts. And it's set up for external speakers. It'll hold 412 speakers and play them just as good as it does the two that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I got that out brand new for $189.
I love it.
In the box.
I love it.
And, there's a lot of settings on it. I use a lot of presence in a lot of my music on the... The equalization, I use a lot of presence and high treble, and the middle channel goes about halfway, and then the bass is a little over halfway, and she just gets the sounds that I like. That's where I pretty much play when I do. If I'm not doing a cover song, I'll set up all my original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I told you about with the presence and all.
Right.
And I run in, and I'm actually, these things were recorded on the Audacity recording multi-track, which is a free download on the computer, and it just comes together, and it just sounds good. And I have had a lot of times when I record and I have the equipment set up right, and just play back and listen to it, and I go like, oh my God, that was horrible, you know. It's just a lot of tinkering and experimenting and try it and see what it sounds like, and if it don't, you can always erase it and go back and try again.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's in a lot of ways, it's sort of a throwback method to the old days. You know, you're just a little more digital with it, you know, but you're keeping it really, really simple. And I think that's should really inspire a lot of the younger players and folks that are thinking about, well, you know, I'll pick up the instrument, man, I'm getting pretty good, now I want to record some of my stuff. I think that's really inspiring. So keep it simple and make a really good sound. I like that a lot.
Yes. The computers have helped so much as far as recording. I remember earlier, I don't even think I had a computer at the time. I had a little four-track recorder that I bought at a music store for around $200. And that was fun, but it's just so much easier on the computer with the recording programs that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting the Pro Tools thing, but you know, that's a little bit expensive, but I'm sure you can do a lot more with that than I do with my Audacity program, which is a free one.
Well, you know, I don't know.
And I'm getting good sounds from it.
I'm hearing more and more people, you know, people are releasing albums on GarageBand, from GarageBand, you know, stuff that they've recorded with GarageBand and, you know, Audacity and, you know, what's that other one?
I think Audacity is just an awesome little program. I mean, you don't have, all you got to do is download it. I mean, you don't have to reach in that wallet, you get it, and she will. If you get everything set up and get your volume and right on your amps, you can get some incredible sounds.
That's great.
That program.
That's really good. And what does the average time take you, like, you know, the average time for, you know, you come up with a riff, and you go, okay, cool. So you're programming drums too?
Yes, I put drums in there, and sometimes I'll buy me a track, and they'll put tracks up for sale, and you know, you can use them.
Yeah.
But most time, my drum machine went crazy. I had a drum machine, and it just, actually, it's in the shop right now. And I don't know what happened to it. Maybe I just beat it too hard or something like that. I had one of those where you had to go in there and tap the keys to do it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sometimes
I'd get in it too much. I'd think I was on a $6,000 pair of pearl drums on it, I think.
You're definitely rocking it old school, that's for sure. I like that a lot. That's really cool. So let me ask you something now. I know that you have a Reverb Nation page, mm-hmm. where you post a lot of free music and stuff like that. Is there new stuff coming?
We've been working on some stuff, and like I say, we're going back to the perfectionist thing. I'll do something and keep it on the computer for a few days and look at it and just say, delete. I don't like it the way I done it. And so we're going to have some new stuff coming out here pretty soon, I hope, right around the first of the year. Mm-hmm. Which is just around the corner here, right?
Sure is.
And
well, when everybody hears this, it'll be February. So for you and me, it is.
We're going to try to come up with some, maybe some different sounding. I do like to play, I'll do some ballads too. You know, everybody goes into the ballads. I've seen every band pretty much do it. And a lot of them it hurt, and a lot of them it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I like different types of music. I really love playing the blues, so we may even come out here with a little bluesy thing pretty soon.
Well, that's all right. That's all right with me. That, now you're speaking my language. For sure.
Yeah, I know you're a big blues fan. I've heard some of those tunes you put up, and they're awesome, and I love the blues.
I love that stuff, yeah. I mean, you know, I grew up playing rock, but for some reason it always pulls me back into the blues because, well, right, what did Muddy Waters say? The blues had a baby?
Every guitar player should learn the blues. They sit around and pick it sometime. It's relaxing, it's fun, and it sounds great.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So where else can people hear your music at this point? Just on Reverb Nation on the web?
There's also, you can go to YouTube and search Dave Jennings. There's actually two Dave Jennings on there, but I think you can tell by when you type them in. I can't even remember what my photo looked like on now. I've changed it so much from this to that. But there's one David Jennings, he does more slower stuff than I do. And once you go to YouTube and type in Dave Jennings, you should have no trouble figuring out which one's which.
Okay. So now, are you thinking of breaking out of the studio and possibly putting something together to do something live, or what are you thinking?
Well, pretty soon I'm working on that. I've been talking to another guitarist, you know, about getting together. They're in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We have a place called Wild Wings. They'll do a jam session sometime. I think it's on Wednesday nights. You can go down there and anybody can play.
Uh-huh.
It's just the thing about a band is you got to find the right people to make it work.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to connect with each other. And I was in a few bands recently, and we played, you know, parties. And, you know, we weren't in charge to do the parties or anything because we loved to play so much. And, you know, a lot of people got to hear us, and we got known and stuff. And as far as stepping out, I might see that coming up here in the near future. Hooking up with the right guys.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Our gals, I heard some gals that sing some real good rock. And matter of fact, the band I listened to, I found them on Facebook. Hessler's got a really good band and a good sound.
Yeah, they're something.
The female singer, she is great.
Yeah, I didn't know about them until I saw them on your Facebook thing going on there. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to them. It's just getting with the right people, you know, and the right sound. And I mean, anybody could probably do it. You just got to put your heart in it and
mm-hmm.
work,
mm-hmm.
which is hard work. It's not easy. A lot of people think it's easy, but it's really not.
No, but I think one of the most important things is to have a good time doing it.
Yes, that is. It's just it's, when you get up there, when you first put your guitar in your hand and you start playing, I think it just changes totally. The person just changes. And it's a good chase. You must feel good, and if these people like your music, they're going to feel good. Everybody's happy.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's why we do this show also. It's, you know, we're not making any money. We're just doing this to have some fun and turn people on to people like you and all the other good.
It's a great show. I've listened to every episode on it.
Well, that's
it is totally awesome. I enjoy hearing all the different bands.
Oh, that's great.
It's coming on there.
Have you heard anybody yet that you said, "Wow, I got to go buy that"?
Stone is really great. Yeah. I enjoy listening to his music.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player. He really is. He's very he's steeped in that true British heavy metal sound, you know. He's definitely, and he's a great guitar player. I mean, just really.
Oh yeah, he is definitely. He's awesome on guitar.
Great sound too. And all right, well, you know what? Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Enjoyed you having me on it. I mean, it's a wonderful show. I enjoy listening to it. I think I actually listened to every episode back to back one time for the second time.
Well, that's cool. Wow, I like that. That's that. That makes us happy. Earl's throwing a thumbs up behind the glass right now. All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much, folks. Go to Reverb Nation. Type in Dave Jennings. You'll find a couple of them, but look for the one from Spartanburg. Is it North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Sorry, Spartanburg. South Carolina, and his bio is there, and there's some video there, and lots of tunes for you to listen to, and we're going to continue to play his music here. The more music he sends us, the more we'll play it. Dave, thanks so much for being on the Guitar Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me, and tell Earl and Lefty I said hello.
I will do that. They're on the other side of the glass, and they're just giddy.
They're making faces, aren't you?
We're gonna go get some pie.
Okay, that sounds cool.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate you having me, Martin. All I right. enjoyed every second of it. It's always fun to talk about the guitars.
Absolutely, and we'll have you on again. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you ever get a chance to get out of where you are on the East Coast, but you should come west over here to Austin, actually Dallas, in April. There's going to be the Dallas International Guitar and Amp Show. It's the...
Yeah, I saw those guitars, and I was so jealous that I couldn't make it to that.
Oh, boy. Guitarlington was wow. But this is going to be even more. This is going to be even bigger.
Right.
Yeah, this is one I got to get a hotel room for, because I'm going to need to rest after this.
Well, maybe I can fly out there and call you when I get there to come pick me up at the airport.
Yeah, we'll do that for you. We'll do that. We got a bunch of folks coming in for that. Matter of fact, Steve Cohn's coming in for that. There's a couple of other guitar players from New York that I know. They're coming in for it. We're going to have us a good old time. So maybe you should do that.
I will try my best, but if not, I know I'm going to hear about it on the guitar show.
Yes, you will, and you'll see plenty of pictures. All right. Well, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Mark. Okay. Have a good night, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.